This is your ADD cast for January 3rd, 2006, baby. Welcome to another edition of the ADD cast. This is the first one of 2006. And to my right, as always, my lovely and talented missus.
Hey, sweetie.
Hey, love. Ah, the first drink of the day. Tonight we are indulging in the last of the Gordon Biersch Winterbach.
Yep. Dark double bock lager.
Oh, this stuff is good. I am going to miss my business trips to California because it means I will not be able to bring the stuff back anymore. But, you know, in order for me to take a drink means you need to actually be talking.
Oh, okay. In which case, since you're drinking, I'm going to, you know, produce my ad cast quote. Because, you know, ADD is more than just attention deficit disorder. It's arithmetic. Mathematicians are like Frenchmen. Whatever you say to them, they translate it into their own language, and forthwith it means something entirely different. And that's from Goethe.
And that's also because 2 plus 2 equals 5.
For exceedingly large values of 2.
Exactly. Oh, so the holiday season was wonderful for us.
It certainly was.
We drove up to Philadelphia to your sister Kate's house.
And spent the Christmas holiday with our three nephews and Kate and her husband.
Oh, yes. And, you know, when Kate had her third boy, I was joking with them that they needed to panel the entire house in stainless steel. And I'm not so sure it wouldn't have been a good idea. Even though the kids are getting older, they are still
rambunctious.
Oh yeah.
They kind of bounced off the walls when we were there.
Yeah, I think we do that to them, you know.
But honey, you know, our nieces and nephews, East Coast, West Coast, they all agree that Paul is the best gift for Christmas.
That's right. I am the best toy for Christmas.
You're the best toy for Christmas.
That's right. And how could I deny them spending time with their uncle who is such a great enjoyment. Such a great pleasure.
A source of pleasure and amusement. Frustration.
Because, all sorts of things.
Because Darth Bobo doesn't exist, at least according to the middle nephew.
Ryan is 8, and he's got this Star Wars Lego game for his GameCube, and had to be playing it and had to have me playing against him, even though I was, I was holding my own, but that's about it.
You were holding your own controller.
That's true, I was. But he was whooping my butt.
Any of them.
Any of them could, yes.
He so wanted to have someone else play that game with him.
Yes.
He so wanted it that he even tolerated having me play it. Which, I'm even worse than you are, sweetie.
True. But the thing that really got him was Darth Bobo.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yes, I am Darth Bobo.
For anyone who, you know, had any concept that Darth Bobo was someone else.
That's right.
If just in case you were wondering or you were confused, Paul is
Darth. I am the dark clown, Darth Bobo. And this drives my nephew absolutely insane because there is no Darth Bobo. Every time he wants me to pick a character, I say, I'm Darth Bobo. And
he says, There is no Darth Bobo. You can be Darth Vader or Darth somebody else, or you can, you could be Insidious or whatever his name
is.
Sidious, I think.
Yes.
Which he never quite saved up enough to buy Sidious.
No, he never did save up enough points to open that character slot.
Oh, honey, just, you know, let her rip. It is a beer cast.
I know. I'm just trying to be polite and get things off to a good start for the new year. Don't ask me why I didn't make any restitution, dissolution, institution. What's that thing that you make for New Year's?
Black Eyed Peas?
Menudo?
Yeah, that's it.
New Year's resolutions. Yes, my New Year's resolution is 1024 by 768.
Is that any different from last year's resolution?
Oh, it was 800 by 600 last year.
Oh, so your eyes are getting better, not worse.
Yes.
Yes.
Something like that. But I, you know, I just got to go off on a rant about those names. I mean, Darth Vader kind of stood alone as being just big, bad, evil.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had a series of Darth names in this atrocious new trilogy.
We had, oh, honey, don't sugarcoat it. Tell us exactly how you feel.
We had Darth Maul.
Yeah.
You know, who was, you know, he went out and mauled you.
Or, you know, it was to give you the thought that you needed to go to the mall to buy
action figures.
Yeah, exactly.
Other action figures, right, sold separately.
Exactly. So we had Darth Maul. Darth Maul. And then we had
Darth Doll. Darth Bobo. No.
we had Darth Doll. Darth Bobo.
That's true.
And but in the movie.
In the movie, they had Darth Sidious. Insidious. He is everywhere, reaching into everything.
Yep.
We had Darth Plagueis.
Darth Plagueis.
That was Sidious's mentor.
Oh,
his master.
Okay.
Whom he killed.
Well, at least
we never saw him.
We think he was his master, yeah, and we think he killed him.
Well, he pretty much owns up to it.
Okay.
And then we had the old guy.
Yeah, the old dude.
Christopher. I can't think of his last
name. It's so
name.
Bad.
I know. It really is horrible. Darth Klepto.
Darth this, Darth that.
I know.
It just means, oh, you got rooked in by the Emperor into, you know, working for him. That's
right.
What it means.
That basically goes from being, you know, this really badass name to, you know,
to being one of many.
Well, one of many, but the name, I mean, Vader doesn't mean anything by itself. You know what I'm saying? It was just kind of cool and stood by itself.
Kind of harks back to Father.
Does it?
Yes.
Really?
In the way that Sidious harks back to Insidious. Yes.
How does Vader get to be Father?
Because you have Vater, and I believe that is the German version, and F and V are very closely related phonetically. And when P, F, and V kind of flow together there, you know, when the languages are migrating and evolving. So Latin pater became fater in other languages.
So you're thinking he actually planned this from the start?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Because that was the best hidden one of all.
But, you know,
if it were planned from the start.
Why would Sidious call him Darth Vader? Because Sidious gives him that
the
name. And why are we still talking about this whole movies?
He has to, because we've all seen
yes, of course.
Star Wars.
Yes.
Which is the truth is episode one. And we know he has to do this.
Yeah, well, the truth is that Lucas named him.
That's true.
And put those words in Sidious's mouth.
The Emperor. Darth Pompous.
Darth Pompous, yes.
Yes. You know, I got to say, it was horrible.
And, you know, we saw the third movie.
Yeah.
It was a gift for one of the kids.
Yeah.
And
that was
the
first time that we saw it. And,
yes,
and
probably the last.
I lost the last half hour of it and didn't feel like I missed anything.
Oh, honey, you didn't.
I didn't think I did.
That was the night that all phone calls to this strange house were for you.
Oh, yeah. On every phone.
On your phone, on your cell phone, on
their house phone.
Their house phone on their cell phone.
It was just freaking bizarre. Yep. I got to talk to just about everyone. Martha's brother, Mike, from Vegas called, and the phone rang, and he asked to speak to me.
Yes.
So two of his sisters, two of his brother-in-laws, and three of his nephews are in the house.
And he asks to talk to Paul.
Yes. And we talk for like half an hour, and I'm like, you want to talk to Martha? You want to talk to Kate? Nope. Okay.
Okay, Mike.
Hi, Mike. Have a merry and a happy and all that other stuff.
Yep. And, yeah.
Yeah. And then
click and then ring.
Yes. And then I sat down and my family started calling.
Yep.
And actually my sister text messaged me.
Oh, yes.
And
that's right. It wasn't just the phones. It was every other medium too.
Her Mac was dying. Her poor G5 iMac.
That was one of the most bizarre text messages.
Yes.
Do you remember exactly what it said?
Oh, it was like, my Mac is dying. I'm going to sell it on Craigslist.
Oh, didn't it start with, how do I make a bootable CD?
Yeah, how do I make a bootable CD for my Macintosh is where it started. And I responded, I don't know. And she said, well, then I'm just going to sell my Mac on Craigslist.
And Paul went, what?
Her Mac is... a little over a year old, and she has Apple Care, which is like the warranty of all warranties.
Oh, it's sweet.
Yeah. So a little troubleshooting and a trip to the Apple store later, and it is on its way to some magical repair facility somewhere where they will take it apart and replace the logic board for her, and it will stop crashing.
Yay, the stopping crashing.
Yeah, this is a good thing.
And, that's a lot better than selling it on Craigslist.
True, true. She's also thinking about doing a podcast now.
Oh, cool. With that lovely mixer board.
With the mixer that we gave her, the Behringer Eurorack.
Yeah.
Yeah. And since she's the one that actually went to 10 months of school for learning audio, I'm assuming that her podcast will sound a lot better than mine.
Well, you know what happens when you assume, honey.
I know what you think happens when I assume. I'm usually right when I assume. What exactly was it that you were thinking of?
Oh, nothing.
Just checking. Oh, so we're getting ready right now to head off to PodcasterCon.
Yep. Thought we'd squeeze in one last podcast.
Squeeze in or squeeze out?
Squeeze off is what I said.
Squeeze off a few podcasts?
Yes, before we had to pack up the gear.
Yep, and I may actually be starting a third podcast. I don't, a buddy of mine who used to be on the radio is finally done dealing with his mess of having a house built buying it and then selling his old one and moving his stuff and things not selling and other things not being the way that he expected them to be and dealing with his girlfriend who is moving up here to finish grad school. So he is finally decompressed and ready to jump on the mic. So tomorrow night we're going to do another ADD cast probably.
It won't be a laundry cast.
It won't be a laundry cast. The laundry is done. And we'll get Mr. Mike Stewart on the air, and we'll talk some tech shit back and forth. Because as diehard a Macintosh fanatic as I am, for some unfathomable reason, Mike is that way about Microsoft PCs.
Apparently he fathoms it.
And therein, I think, lies the genius of the podcast, where we can
sit
here.
You might need a referee, eh?
Well, it's quite possible. It's quite possible. You kind of walk the line between the two more than I do. Okay, me drinking, talking.
You're
way ahead of me on beer because I'm doing all the talking, woman.
When
you can see the butt of my beer, your mouth better be in gear.
Well, you left me with something to cogitate, and then you didn't give me any time to cogitate it. So, yeah, I spend, oh, I don't know, 8, 9, 10 hours a day with Microsoft.
And then you come home and spend a few hours a day with Macintosh.
Yeah, if I'm not totally over looking at a tube. Or
true, true. Although we have flat panels at
home.
We
have flat panels. It's not tubes.
That's true. All right. Well, PodcasterCon is Saturday in Chapel Hill, North Carolina.
Honey, is that number 3 or number 4?
I have no idea. I'm not counting my burps today.
Aw.
And we have been asked to flog it and blog it and pod it and let you all know that it's going on, and it is free to be there. And I'm going to be leading, I say leading and not running, leading the advanced podcast engineering track.
Well, will you need to bring the piercing tools in order to get the rings into their noses?
Ooh, kinky.
Kinky podcasting.
Yeah.
Potty mouth.
You are a potty mouth. I'm a potty mouth. I'm a fucking potty mouth. All right. And while you're thinking about us being potty mouths, I'm going to drop out here and do a couple of promos. And let's see. Well, we'll just surprise you.
Behold the internet!
Full of ads.
In the last episode of The Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd, evil Dr. Steve and his sock-shaped assistant Fidget were plotting ways to do in their arch-nemesis and our hero, Dr. Floyd.
Fidget, that Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd show has become too popular and too family-friendly. Once we use this Trojan horse on their computer system, it'll ruin drfloyd.com for good. Of course it'll work. Now help me load it.
Now let's catch up with our heroes, Dr. Floyd, Dr. Grant, and their robot companion Chips, who are currently hurtling through the time and space stream.
Golly, Dr. Floyd, I've just finished uploading the latest episode of our show to drfloyd.com so people can download it for free.
That's great, Dr. Grant.
Chips says that Dr. Steve has recently been researching Trojan horses.
He must be planning an attack on our website. Hand me the antivirus disc.
Here you go.
Now hand me the anti-spyware disc.
Got it.
Now hand me the anti-inflammatory cream.
What's that for?
My back hurts.
Okay, the computer is updated.
All right, now watch for any signs of Trojan horse attacks.
I'll get it. Hey, there's a big wooden horse out here.
Hello, I'm the Trojan horse.
Problem solved.
Tune in to the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd at drfloyd.com. That's drfloyd.com. Guaranteed Trojan horse free.
Good news, everyone. Several years ago, I tried to log on to AOL, and it just went through. We're online.
Hello, children. Are you ready to have fun today?
Oh, it's time for some swearing and it's time for some fun. It's time for some essays, so let's get begun. It's time for something that certainly isn't hip, where all the nerds hang out at Geek Foo Action Grip. Oh, grip. Everybody who listens to this podcast needs to get a grip.
This is a podcast where you'll hear a mother.
Damn it, I am the mother here!
A fangirl.
I've wanted you from long ago.
A geek.
I am mighty!
A gamer.
I want to cast magic missile.
And a writer.
Mistaken identities, shipwreck, pirate king, a bit with a dog, and love triumphant.
Talk about, well, whatever the hell comes to her mind, and read various geeky essays, often discussing things like the homoerotic dance of the frat boy, the various geek crushes that people get, anywhere from Will Wheaton to the former host of Blue's Clues, Steve Burns.
Will you help me?
Very odd stories from a geeky childhood, and simple delusions of grandeur.
When the world is mine, your death shall be quick and painless.
If you like David Sedaris and Sarah Vowell, but you think they need a geekier edge, then you should listen to my podcast. Geek Foo Action Grip, geekfooactiongrip.com. Other action figures sold separately. A proud member of the Science Fiction Podcast Network at tsfpn.com.
www.balticonpodcast.org.
Let the Balticon Podcast take you inside the minds of the people who make science fiction happen. Get the scoop on what's happening in science fiction from authors, techies, and scientists. We guarantee that you'll be entertained and enlightened.
The Balticon Podcast. Great interviews with the people who make science fiction happen.
authors, fans, and honest-to-God scientists. And we play music at the end. Search for Balticon in iTunes or visit us at www.balticonpodcast.org.
Yeah, that whole search for us in iTunes thing is finally working again. I don't know what goes on in the back rooms of the iTunes music store search engine for podcasts, but I really wonder if there aren't like hamsters on wheels moving paper tape around because
someone dropped a bar of soap.
Yeah, something weird is going on there because. If you searched on Balticon, our Balticon podcast wasn't there for a couple of weeks. And with it went about 2/3 of our listeners. So it's fixed, and hopefully they've all stayed subscribed. Or
made efforts to resubscribe.
Yep, I certainly hope so. But the numbers on this show are pretty darn good. I'm exceedingly happy with it. I want to thank you all not only for subscribing, but for staying subscribed. We have seen a really, really sharp rise in the number of people listening just in the last 2 weeks of last year. And thank you. Thank you very much. And hopefully we can keep you all entertained with the wonderful dynamics of us two and the beer that we drink and the saga of our ongoing attempt. We are now into week 8 of trying to get our bathroom remodeled.
We're really close.
It's very close. It's actually in a usable state now, and I'm going to post some pictures. But there's just a couple of key things that need to get finished up.
You mean like the light switches going off in the same direction?
Yeah, well, when everything is, there's two sets of light switches, and they're double switches. So all told, there's 4 switches, and they switch side to side. So when everything is turned off, they're all pointing away from each other.
Like they threw their arms wide.
Yes, and when they're all turned on, they're all pointing toward each other. It's all very strange, but he knows he's supposed to fix that, and we'll get around to getting that fixed, pretty much before we write in the final check.
We came home, and we found we had a shower door.
Yeah, that was great.
That was awesome.
Yep, and not everything has been cleaned up, but like I said, we'll post some pictures. It's really, really gorgeous job, definitely worth the wait. And there's the phone in the background.
That's the phone.
Yes, and we have this lovely thing called an answering machine.
We do, and that's why we're letting it ring.
That's right. So, as we have mentioned previously, we are going to be doing a patio book.
That's right.
We have some voice actors online to do the first mystery novel of our friend Ronnie Blackwell and his book, Serve It Cold. And we're going to be getting that effort underway in late January, early February.
But if you can't wait until we get the patio book going, you can pick it up at Lulu.
That's true.
www.lulu.com.
L-U-L-U.
Right. And it is Serve It Cold.
Yep. By Ronnie Blackwell.
And it's really good.
I love this book. I do love this book, folks. I helped Ronnie edit it, so I had to read it. And I actually read it, I think, a total of 5 times in the first month. And the first 2 were for editing purposes, and the other 3 were just for enjoyment and to go back and see, what was happening and who was doing what and just how well it all actually tracked together once you knew what was going on.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. So if you like mystery novels set in the Deep South in Mississippi and Louisiana, New Orleans.
Along the Gulf Coast.
Yep. Then you're definitely going to love this book.
Yep.
And
absolutely.
And while we're on the topic of Ronnie Blackwell's writing? No. While we're on the topic of flogging things, we have a new Cafe Press store for the ADD cast.
There you go.
And we have 2 shirts out. One was inspired by Dave Slusher, and it's the word potty mouth in a red box on a white shirt.
Because so many of us are.
Potty mouths.
That's right.
Yep. And the other one is my interpretation of the iTunes buttons. It says get explicit subscribe, and they kind of look like the little buttons in iTunes. And we'll put a link to that on the website, and hopefully you guys will like what you see.
I certainly hope so. I liked it.
Yep, and in the ever brutally honest sense, we make $1.01 on each of those, which, you know, helps to go pay for the bandwidth.
It helps to pay for, you know, the next assault on Paul's bank account.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yes. We are now at Studio Revision 3.1. Compressor limiter that showed up was a 2-channel model, and it has been replaced by a 4-channel model.
Right.
Again, thanks to Mike Menengay from the Dragon Page for constantly coming to the rescue every time I need help sorting out podcasting equipment.
And coming up with yet more equipment that you need to buy.
Yes. And and we'll cover that at some point in the future here. But right now, we have a poem from Ronnie Blackwell's 1985...
Yep. Publication, collection of poetry called Young Mules. This, it was, the original edition was a limited edition of 400 copies, excuse me. And the publication was supported in part by a grant from the National Endowment for the Arts. This particular selection of poetry was chosen as the first book by a Mississippi poet from the National Endowment for the Arts, Search for a New Voice. And he has very graciously put this up on Lulu as well. If you are more on the poetry side of things, and hopefully my reading will not put you off to this small tome, then certainly pick this up. This particular poem is entitled Pictures from a Flood. Ripped from swollen albums, dark with silt, we carefully straighten their curls, place them side to edge to dry. Strangers, we work quietly through the afternoon from the old and more interesting to the new and more durable, pausing only to gaze at the turn of leg from a girl long dead. The bed fills first, then the dressers, the floor. Like tilers, we lay ourselves out of the room and down the stairs. They slide from amber to yellow on the case, into dark gray in the hall, then drift into a whirlpool of color around the living room piano. Only the water-blistered Polaroids are lost. We slip penknives into their flaccid sacks and drain the murky fluid to find the images shattered into grotesque jokes. A child's head sprouts from a new Corvette. A live oak's trunk gropes with two arms and a piece of leg, its own limbs floating the damaged sky. Family members rise from the drowned basement, wiping sweat from foreheads with mud-streaked sleeves, to find us stranded at the center of the giant collage, choking on laughter.
Oh, that's really cool. This arrived today in the mail, and I haven't seen or heard or read any of this. I didn't even know that. I thought it was brand new. I didn't even know Ronnie had put this out in the past.
Yep.
And the imagery on that was really good. It sound, you know, I thought he was talking about laying out bodies there for a while, and then it, you know, it started penetrating my 4-inch titanium steel skull.
Something about photos and albums in the first line.
You know, I was drinking. Beer in hand. Thought stops. But that's really good. I'm going to have to give that a read. And as always, we'll put links to that up in the show notes.
Yep.
So for PodcasterCon, we're gonna be covering a lot about a bunch of different topics, and one of the things they're doing is podcasting for beginners. You know, and really all you need is
aren't we all beginners?
It is such a new thing, but you know, there are people that have well over 100 episodes in their pocket.
Well, okay, not all of us are beginners.
Yeah, and
most of us are
beginners, and you know, you can do this with the built-in mic on your laptop if you want to. That's how Don and
Who?
Don and Drew started. Damn.
Oh, those guys.
Yeah. And, you know, they still, you know, they do record on a laptop, and I think they've upgraded to a USB microphone. You know, for them, I guess it's not so much about the sound quality as it is the just absolutely incendiary and awesome personalities that they have.
That's right.
So that's what matters. For me, I wanted some really good sound quality so that I could do things like audio books and actually get some interviews with some of the local NASA scientists and biotech scientists and different sci-fi authors. That was the direction that I was going, which is why, you know, I have Studio Revision 3.
Point one.
Revision 3.1.
And is the next one 3.14?
It depends on how big a revision it is and how much it costs me.
Ah, okay.
You know, like if it's just a pair of new mics or something, so then like we could go to Revision Pi.
Okay.
You and your math jokes.
Me and my math jokes. Remember, ADD is not just attention deficit disorder. It's arithmetic.
Yeah. Well, you know, I can get through the day without adding numbers. I can't get through the day without attention deficit.
Horse hockey.
I've never seen horses play hockey. Is that anything like polo?
They use their own excrement when they do.
Oh, wow. That sounds like fun.
Yes. Well, you've seen them playing football, right? You see those commercials on...
Oh, yeah.
The Super Bowl, yeah.
Beer commercials. God save us from American beer and American beer commercials.
Well, I think that some of them are extremely funny, particularly neither one of us works for this company, so I'll just go ahead and say it. The EDS cat herding commercial.
Okay.
From several years ago. That was probably the...
With American beer?
I'm sorry, it was a Super Bowl commercial.
It was a Super Bowl commercial.
Yes.
Yeah.
I just went with the whole Super Bowl Super commercial.
Because the horses playing football.
Was released during the Super Bowl.
Ah.
Uh-huh. Oh, he gets it now.
I think I'm getting it. All right. I'm getting close to getting it. Okay, I'll take your word for it.
I still have a copy of the cat herding commercial on my computer.
Oh, yes. The EDS cat herding commercial was very good.
Awesome.
Yep.
They got real cowboys to be the actors in the commercial. And you can tell, it's just, they had a good time, too.
All the fun things that we get to see now that we have the internets. The information superhighway.
Ooh, we're on the on-ramp.
I'm road crew.
Ah.
I fill in potholes on the information superhighway.
I'm just a speed bump, usually.
Well, you know, I used to be picking up trash.
Mm-hmm.
But... You know, I've been promoted. Now I fill in potholes.
You were chopping kudzu, were you?
Chopping kudzu and clearing a path through the information superhighway. This is your ADD cast.
You know, if you stop chopping kudzu, you know what happens?
It covers you?
Yeah. Are you familiar? Of course, you are familiar with all the kudzu jokes.
I am familiar with many of the kudzu jokes.
Let me just squeeze one more in here.
Okay.
Instead of squeezing it off.
Or squeezing it out.
That's right. Do you know how to plant kudzu?
Yes, you've told me this one.
The way you plant kudzu is, first, you have to do it at dead of night on a moonless night so that your neighbors don't see. And then you throw it and run. That's it.
Yep. Because if your neighbors see you, they'll kill you.
They'll kill you. That's right.
And if you don't run, it'll cover you before it hits the ground.
It'll catch you.
Kudzu is this Japanese vine that was brought to the U.S. They were going to feed it to cattle. And the stuff grows like a foot a day.
Oh, I think it grows 2 feet a day.
Yeah. I mean, just some hellacious growth rate. And it's it is the vine that choked the South.
Mm, absolutely.
And
cattle won't eat it. That's the big joke.
That's the best part. Yeah, after bringing this thing 5,000-6,000 miles and planting it, they discovered cows won't eat it. So instead of getting rid of it, they just walked away, having lost their money, and now it engulfs the South. So there you have it. All things considered.
Well, that's a different show.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Also, it's also a podcast, is it not?
I don't know if All Things Considered is re-released as podcast. I don't consider NPR content that is repurposed from their on-air, from broadcast, to be a podcast. I got started listening to podcasts probably 6 months after the term was coined. It was back in September, October of 2004. So, you know, way back in the dark ages of podcasting. And
when dinosaurs roamed the earth.
Exactly. Pods of dinosaurs.
Pods of dinosaurs.
Pods of dinosaurs roamed the earth. You know, and podcasting to me is something that is created for this medium. It's not something that is created for broadcast and then repurposed. You know, just kind of pooped back out into an MP3 file. I think it's a good thing that all of these things are available on the internet, but they are repurposed broadcast content, and someone else can come up with a chic name for that. But I don't consider them podcasts.
They're pod broads.
Pod broads?
Or broad pods.
Broad pods? they're kind of like crossing genders between podcasting and broadcasting.
Yes.
So they're like podsexuals or transcasters.
I thought we were podsexuals.
Oh, baby.
Oh, baby.
Did I mention that the shower was big enough for two?
Well, I think they'll see that in the pictures that you'll be taking, but there won't be anybody in the shower.
Oh, you're not going to model for me?
Well, maybe I could be induced.
Okay. All right, because, you know, I'm thinking, you know, I could sign you up to be a suicide girl.
A suicide?
Suicide girls, they do erotica. Kind of. You haven't seen Suicide Girls?
No.
Oh, I'll show you some Suicide Girls.
I'm looking at him extremely blank.
Oh.
With an extremely blank look.
Well, they do all kinds of girls.
Okay.
And they make all of them look beautiful. And well, you are beautiful.
Well, thank you, sweetie.
So you could be a suicide girl.
You still aren't going to get me to pose naked in the shower.
Have another beer.
I might be in the shower, but I doubt I'll be naked for the camera.
Have another beer, honey. We'll talk about this after you have another beer.
Slurp.
It's a good beer.
Oh, it's mighty good.
All right, so let me wind us out of here for tonight.
Oh, and again, that's the Gordon Biersch Winterbach, in case you forgot from the first part of the episode.
You know, all you bastards out in California that get to go buy this stuff in the store, I hate you all with a passion you cannot imagine. This stuff is just so good. And while I did discover that Trader Joe's is the local source for Gordon Biersch, I have discovered that the East Coast version of Gordon Biersch doesn't taste the same as the West Coast version. So I think I'll be having my sister send me a case of beer periodically. But what can you do?
Apparently you can burp.
I can burp.
Burp to one side.
Yeah. But, you know, we will be exploring other beers once the Gordon Biersch is gone. I'd really like to get a brewery to sponsor us, you know. we have
a vineyard.
Or a vineyard.
Something potable.
Yeah. Let's see. Could we do scotch?
Oh, I think that we wouldn't be able to get through an entire podcast.
We could do tiki bar recipes, tiki bar TV. We could take one of their recipes and just do mixed drinks instead of beer.
You could do tiki bar mixed drinks. I don't think I'm for them.
Okay.
I've seen a few of those, and I'm just not quite there.
All right. There, some of them are a little off the wall, but, you know, we'll see. We'll see what happens. You know, eventually your tastes change, the beer gets old, and you got to try something new. But, you know, as long as it's potable and alcoholic, we're there.
So, you know, that's our motto.
Yes. So, if you have a brewery or a winery and you would like to sponsor this show, send us email at addcast@gmail.com. Check out our website at addcast.net. And as always, stay subscribed to the ADD Cast, whether you do it through iTunes or your favorite podcatching client. And if you hadn't figured out yet, we're winding our way through the entire album from Bottomland called Feet of Clay. It's their 1999 release. And I hope to get Matt Jones, the band leader.
Oh, that would be great. Show. Oh, wonderful.
Yep. So, you know, hopefully we'll be able to do that in the first quarter of this year. And, you know, once the album is over here, then I guess you'll have to listen to my golden oratory.
Me talk pretty someday.
Beer good.
Beer good. Microphone. Yeah. Funky.
Oh, yeah. So there you have it. Once we're done with this album, we'll be moving on. Jonathan Colton's been releasing a lot of stuff that that we need to catch up on, and I've been hearing some stuff on Coverville and on Mark Forum's Getting a Leg Up, Mark Forman's Getting a Leg Up podcast. Hugh from Illudium turned me on to it, and I think we mentioned doing the Broadcaster's Christmas Carol already. Mm-hmm. That was released Christmas Day,
I believe so.
And
Day
before
Christmas Day or Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve.
Yeah,
it was released Christmas Eve, and it's pretty darn good. It's really cool hearing yourself on someone else's podcast. I look forward to seeing you all at PodcasterCon, and if you see me, please walk up and say hello.
So that, you know, we have some idea who's listening.
Exactly. All right. We'll see you all then. And right now, we're going to play the track It's in the Air from Bottomland. And another ADD cast is in the can.
hard to say what's ringing in the field. It only takes a moment to make
five for extremely large values of two.